Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, July 27th edition of Byers & Company. Former mayor of Decatur, publisher of the Decatur Tribune, Paul Osborne, City Hall Insider, joins us next.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All I can tell you is you don't want to miss a word of the next hour. Just giving you fair warning. It's going to be one of those kind of shows. Paul Osborne, the City Hall Insider, in the studios with us, as he normally is on Thursday mornings from 7 to 8. We always enjoy the time. In fact, I relish the time with Paul because he's done so much over the years to make this community a better place. Not only as two times being elected mayor of Decatur by the vast overwhelming majority of the people voting, but his years as the publisher and editor of the Decatur Tribune and all of his great coverage of all of the things that have happened over the years, and his friendship just means the world to me. So it's good to have you in. And by the way, you and I can agree to disagree, and I will not end our friendship.
Oh, that's reason I've been disagreeing with you.
I'm not gonna do that. Last week, it's amazing to me, and I think sometimes people think that I'm exaggerating. You know, when I describe some of the sort of the childish stuff that goes on, and you as mayor know that I'm not exaggerating. If anything, it's worse than people can possibly imagine when the petty sort of silliness happens in and around bureaucracy and government and boards and councils. That sometimes it gets really juvenile.
Yeah, and I think it affects the operation of any board. I mean, you kind of get stalled in that position there. And one thing I appreciate, and I've always appreciated about our friendship, is we disagree. We walk out here together, you know, during the break. See you next week.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. And I don't understand why people can't do that. In fact, it seems like the people who ought to be the most firm in their convictions are the least, because they won't come in and after last week, we talked about the vote on the fence, and we talked about Councilman McDaniel's press release that was sent to everybody but us, and how he announced ahead of time before even hearing the yays and nays, and didn't turn out to be any nays at the city council meeting. They were all yays. And you criticized that by saying that's the stuff that drives a mayor crazy. You know, people that are going to be out there kind of doing it for their own publicity. And evidently he canceled his subscription to the paper, and he's bad-mouthing you all over town that you betrayed him. And are you surprised by the reaction to this?
Yeah, I really, really am.
He honestly called up and was rude to your person and canceled his subscription.
Well, I didn't talk to him because he hasn't called me since the show. But I, the lady who answered the phone, who's the office manager at the Tribune, she's always been a big supporter of Pat, and she said she didn't even recognize his voice. He was so upset, and so she even asked him his address, and when she hung up, she said, that was Pat McDaniel. It didn't even sound like him. And said he canceled his subscription and wanted to cancel it immediately. And she was like, why would he do that?
Yeah.
I mean, but I guess I was surprised. I've known Pat, defended him countless times and saying, you know, oh, look at it this way.
Yeah.
I've talked to him a lot too. But, you know, I have my opinion too. And in this particular case, I thought the way he handled this, and I talked to him about it, and some points I agreed with him on. But it's the greater good of the community that I always look at. I mean, there are a lot of events, you know.
Reasonable people can disagree on offense or not offense or whatever. It's his childish. I mean, he is the first one to demonize other people for being, you know, mean to him. But the way he acts is not the way a leader acts. You're going to call up because you disagreed with his vote and his public reaction to the Decatur celebration by canceling his subscription like a four-year-old kid? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't even necessarily. I mean, he has the right to.
He has the right to do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But we also have the right to call that ridiculous behavior out.
I think that's the reaction to that, you know, like. You know, telling me I betrayed him. You know, I'm his friend. I've always endorsed him for city council. I certainly didn't endorse him for mayor because he ran against Mike McElroy.
Yeah.
I thought I thought Tim was doing a great job, and why would you run against a mayor that's doing a good job?
Because he's exceeded the Peter Principle like no other human being on this planet, Paul. I mean, that his run against Mayor Tuna tells you all you need to know about him. You know, I offend him or make him mad, he doesn't come onto the show and defend his firmly held beliefs. He calls Dick Durbin trying to get our license revoked. This is what he does. It's ridiculous behavior. I wish now I had not endorsed him and I'd gone another way, because I thought maybe Pat could be different or Pat could try to be a part of the team. This is all about Pat's ego. It's always been about Pat's ego. He tries to run for office like 10 times, can't get elected. He finally gets elected, and what's he do? Decide to take on the mayor. That's who he is.
Yeah, I guess that's what surprised me. He can, as you said, he can do whatever he wants to do. I mean, if he wants to send a news release, he can send it. But, I also have an opinion on it. I gave
you
that
also
opinion.
Were actually elected by the people twice to be mayor of this community, something he'll never get.
Well, and something I have experience in. So I wasn't, as a friend, do I always have to agree with you? Can't I say my opinion is you made a mistake here?
Yeah.
And I didn't come here to the studio saying I'm going to say Pat. The talk just drifted into that. And I think we started off the air, and I asked if you'd received a news release from Pat, and it kind of carried over on the air. So it wasn't anything intentional, but I guess my shock was that, I pleaded Pat's case and all the times that, and certainly you came around where you said, maybe Pat kind of matured on there, and he would be a good person to go back here and serve another term. And to me, I saw in that action, as a friend of his, you threw a lot away there. You threw a lot away there that when people thought maybe you were moving in a direction that might have been more to their liking, and it was unnecessary. And, you made those statements. You could make those statements at the council meeting, but and probably some people share your beliefs, but this, this is a fight you probably shouldn't have picked, and it was a mistake in my opinion. It's my opinion, and so I can't, you cancel your subscription, I can't be your friend anymore after all these years. You worked for me for years, and I always enjoyed talking to Pat, and all of a sudden I'm done. I'm with you now. I guess
welcome to the club. It's not a bad club. It really isn't. There's not nearly as much drama. I'm sorry that he acted that way to your staff, and I'm sorry you lost a subscriber, but I do think it's important for the community to know what kind of leadership you have, and that's what that's what he does. It's a wonder after all these years. You want to get people to agree with you or win people over or to convince people that you're right. This isn't the way to behave. You're not doing anything except alienating everyone.
Yeah, that's right. I guess my feeling was, I figured he'd be upset when I didn't hear from him. I thought, let it simmer down for a while, kind of put this behind you. But, I'm your friend, and in your friend, if someone asks me my opinion of something, if you're serving in office, and I don't agree with the position you take, I'll tell you how I feel about it. It's not mean-spirited at all. Didn't mean I like Pat less. I just felt that he made a serious mistake here, and that's what I should say. If I believe that, that's what I should say, and you should respect my opinion to say that. I haven't written anything in the paper about this, not going to. Pat can do what he wants to do. I don't unfriend anyone. If he says, well, let's talk about this or something later on, maybe we can, but I was surprised and even shocked at his reaction just bingo right now.
Yeah.
One time.
It's what he does.
Yeah.
It's what he does. All right. Meanwhile, Pat and David Horn are attempting to get the council to direct staff in the police department to look at increasing the amount of fines for distracted driving. I, before we get into the specifics of this case, and then I've got some internal emails I want to share with you, because this is the stuff that Dan Calkins used to do, taking up and consuming enormous amounts of staff time on, things that he didn't have four votes for. And I want to talk about how that works as a council. But should council members be sort of deciding police efforts? The police don't feel this way. The city manager doesn't feel this way. But Pat and David do. And I would ask, in running a historical museum or being a bird professor, what law enforcement background you have to to offer this. Is that really the council's role to be dictating this stuff? And particularly if they don't have four votes.
No. And I think the best you can do on this, if you feel very strongly about it, is see if you can get enough votes to even have a study session.
But that's not what they're doing. David Horn sent an email to the police chief, and here are his requests / demands. This is what he's asking for. What is the general relationship between the amount of the fine and deterrence of activity, i.e., is it a linear relationship? Does it plateau after a certain level? For example, have we seen a decrease in drunk driving as a result of increased penalties? Conversely, a couple of years ago, I believe we reduced the penalties for noise ordinance violations in Decatur. What were the number of noise violations before reducing the penalties, and what were the number of noise violations after the penalties were reduced? At least 2 years of pre- and post-data would be great. If someone was given a citation for distracted driving outside of Decatur but within Macon County, for example, Forsyth and Mount Zion, what would be the first, second, and third offense? I mean, he's ordering the police chief to go do all this work.
Yeah, don't have the authority. You don't. Police chief works for the city manager.
Yeah. But I mean, but it's you're and then we asked him to come on and talk about it, and he said, well, you should really talk to the police chief. This isn't the police chief's idea, and quit with this passive aggressive stuff. I mean, you're the one demanding this stuff behind us, and he threatens to FOIA it as a sitting city council member.
Well, yeah, that's, you don't, you know, it needs to be made very clear. You don't have the authority to tell the police chief to do anything. I mean, the council combined can take that message to the city manager. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have the support of the city council as a city council member or two council members, you can't direct the police chief to do or even a policeman
all
to
right.
do anything.
And the city manager says, look, if we were the ones providing this information, it looks like we're the ones requesting this. We're not requesting this. The police chief isn't wanting this. You're wanting this. And he responds, as described in a previous email thread, please let me know if Chief Getz is not able to answer my question. This is coming from Councilman David Horn. In the event he is not, please let me know, as I should be able to receive answers to some of the questions through a Freedom of Information Act request in plenty of time before the meeting in August.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Between Bill Faber and Pat McDaniel and now David Horn, they don't have a vote to do much of anything, but they sure have the ability, or at least think they have the ability, to waste a lot of staff time. You know, because Dan Hawkins was down there every day driving staff crazy when he was serving, what this does to the morale down there and the work it keeps from getting done because they're busy running around doing all of this.
Yeah, it's demoralizing. I can tell you from firsthand knowledge and talking to staff members when I served and after I served that just takes the fire right out of staff. It's just like there are other things I really need to be doing on my job, and you want to know the price of onions in China or something to do a study on that. And that's the reason a lot of the study sessions that we had years ago were so non-productive, because someone just came up with a thought during a council meeting. I want staff to check on this or check on that. Well, let the staff do their job.
Yeah, and if it's not a report that's already been formulated or put together, there's nothing to FOIA. You can't FOIA somebody to go do work for you.
No, that's for information.
Yeah. No, but information that already exists.
Yeah.
You can't FOIA them to create a document.
No.
So he didn't even have an understanding of his threat.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm surprised. I'm surprised at that. I guess it's been a week of surprises. But look at the responsibilities of a council member. I mean, you know, the city manager works under you. He is the one that takes direction from the council if a majority of the council wants to do something.
Right. If the majority of the council.
Yeah.
But you can't say, I want you to create this document. And we say, look, this document doesn't exist. Well, then I'm going to FOIA that document that doesn't exist. It's just a naive. This is what I worried about with David Horn when he wouldn't give us a straight answer on this program. Would not, with multiple opportunities, give us a straight answer. Told me all I needed to know about him. And it's fine for him to have his opinion. Pat can go cancel subscriptions and call senators and do whatever it is he does. Faber can write his ridiculous columns and, you know, sue a lot of, you know, department stores for their floors being too slick for high heels, whatever. But they don't have enough votes to do anything. All they're doing is keeping people from getting their jobs done.
Yeah, yeah, and that's worrisome. I think particularly when we're in this type of climate, too, where the council has a lot of work to do, the city manager has a lot of work to do, and nothing will be more demoralizing than being asked to do things far apart that you have no authority to ask for and still demand an answer.
No, you're asking the chief of police to contact Mount Zion and Moroa, and you're asking him to go back and do post and pre-studies of noise ordinances, which have nothing to do with texting while driving. I mean, I just don't know why you can't see. Now, maybe on a college campus, and Scott. If you want to see a waste of you know, staff time and a world of theory, just visit a college sometime. Maybe that goes, but that's not what he's there to do.
No, and I think if you have a councilman or councilmen who feel they can do this or give orders to the police chief, fire chief, anyone other staff member, you know, they have authority basically over one person, city manager.
Yeah.
And you take it takes a majority.
So do you think the city should be tinkering? And I mean, if the state of Illinois passes a law and here's the fine for distracted driving, why is our city council wanting to go above and beyond that?
I don't know.
I mean, why not every other? Why not speeding? Why not? I mean, why this particular one?
I don't know. Maybe these council members, you know, feel it's a serious threat that they see.
But you know what you do? You go, hey, here's the conversation. If you're going to have a conversation with staff, Chief Getz, what do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you would do?
Yeah. It's just, but still,
talk to the actual people that do the law enforcement.
Yeah.
And say, what do you think?
Yeah, and apparently it's not a problem for them.
Or they don't believe that an increased fine will be a deterrence. There's already a fine.
Yeah.
People murder people, and there's a pretty stiff fine for that. And it doesn't prevent people from murdering people. I mean, I don't think that your average 17-year-old kid, if it's a $50 fine or a $500 fine or a $5,000 fine, that's going to make a difference of whether they text on their phone.
Yeah. Well, I think it makes it difficult. All of this that we're talking about makes it difficult when you get a situation where maybe a council member doesn't fully understand their responsibility or their authority. I think that's an important word here. You don't have the authority, to order people to do anything other than the city manager with consent of
and
other
they changed
council
members. Those rules, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the Faber rule. I mean, they said you have to have more.
Yeah. And the change first came when I was mayor, and that wasn't even enough that they even added to that to keep this type of thing from coming up at council and people saying, I want this or I want that, that it's pretty stringent for you now for you to get something in a study session. And why? Because there are so many study sessions held in the past. We had sometimes three or four of a night, and we were there for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, because one person wanted a study session that wasn't going to go anywhere because they didn't have any votes to do anything.
Yeah, and at the end of that, and you feel every council member certainly has the right to speak up and voice his opinion, but it has to be in the context of what your authority is. You can suggest this, you can ask this, you can take it to the council and say, this is something that I've been concerned about. You know, I'd like to know what the other council members do. You want to pursue this and find out more information? But when you put it out there, you know, as a lone ranger or have one other person, you know, you're kind of distracting. That's your opinion. Apparently, you haven't convinced the other council members.
Well, maybe you do better convincing if you quit canceling your subscriptions and yelling at people and calling senators and actually have a dialogue.
Yeah, it's been a...
Or says sending out a press release the Friday before you even hear from anyone at the council meeting.
It's been a rough year for friends canceling subscriptions. I think we had a couple other during the year, longtime friends that... I refuse to take their name or the name of a family member out of our public records. And I remember one saying, you know, one I'd known so long, played basketball with them and everything, said, no, you don't understand. I don't want my name in the public records. And I said, you don't understand. Everybody's name goes in. You know, if it's there, we get it at the courthouse and I print it. And because I'm your friend, I can't pull your name. What kind of an editor would I be then? And so they called up, I think, and want to make sure I was there and that I knew that their subscription was being canceled. What kind of friends here? I appreciate you, Brian. I appreciate you as a friend. My goodness. We can disagree.
Yeah.
But
Paul, whenever it all goes down and my name's there in the public record, if you'll take my calls, I'll still talk to you. We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, showers, thunderstorms possible this morning. Then we're going to have cloudy skies, highs around 82 degrees. Then for tonight, 30% chance of showers, maybe some thunderstorms with lows around 68 degrees. For your Friday, mostly partly sunny, highs around 82. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 79 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 75 degrees.
Trust and Wealth Management Services are all about security and safety, and the most important investment you can make is in your own peace of mind. I'm Dave Brandon with Hickory Point Bank, and I'm proud to be associated with a trust service team that's known for its experience and integrity. For traditional trusts, IRAs, estate settlement, and more, you can trust our team to preserve what you've worked so hard to achieve so you can count on a more secure future. Hickory Point Bank, invested. Trust assets not insured by the FDIC.
The Illinois Deer and Turkey Expo returns to Peoria this Friday through Sunday with more hunting products for sale. Visit the Peoria Civic Center to attend hunting seminars from industry experts like Grant Woods and Stan Potts. Enjoy 285 exhibitor and outfitter booths. See monster bucks and get your trophy officially scored. Bring your bow for the 3D bow hunter tournament or shoot at the air gun, archery, or bow fishing ranges. Grab your discount advance tickets at deerinfo.com. Sponsored by Dick Sepec Tires.
The Little Theater on the Square presents Mamma Mia, August 2nd through the 20th. On the eve of her wedding, a daughter's quest to discover the identity of her father brings three men from her mother's past back to the Greek island they last visited 20 years ago. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless songs propel this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship, creating an unforgettable show. You will love Mamma Mia. Call 728-7375 for tickets or at thelittletheater.org. Little Theater, big talent.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones, Paul. I'm pretty new to it. It's like seven seasons in. And it's a show that's built on palace intrigue and all the politics. And sometimes I sit and I look at the city council and I think there's like, you can kind of take these stereotypes from this palace intrigue stuff and sort of superlay it on the city council. And you got all these different kinds of personalities. We see them in movies and TV shows. And sometimes there's a reason why there's a stereotype.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, you really, because you think and you watch this stuff and you go, oh my God, that's so dramatic. But people behave this way. And I know it's a letdown. It truly is. And it's not about agreeing or disagreeing. And it's not about any single issue or two or three issues or however many issues. It's just sort of this, like, I mean, first of all, how many people use the word betrayal in a day-to-day life? I mean, how often are you really betrayed? Betrayed. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that says a lot about a human being. That if you disagree with them, you've betrayed them. I mean, the language is important.
Yeah, I guess. And I've, you know.
If you, listen, there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah. You disagreed.
Well, and to say, you know, as far as I'm concerned, anytime he calls or anyone I ever served with on council, they're always welcome in my office.
Of course, everybody's welcome here. Yeah. I would love for Pat to come in here and actually debate these ideas, but he won't. He won't. The same reason he canceled his subscription to the Decatur Tribune, because you dared to disagree with him. It's that kind of behavior. And it says all you need to know about a human being when they act that way. I stand by this show every morning. I'm as public as you can be. You can find me. I'm not back scrambling over at the diner talking about people behind their back. I'm right here. Right here. If you're man enough, you come in and you debate the ideas you believe in, right?
Yeah, I'm glad the windows are fogged over here.
Well, no, they're bulletproof. Don't worry.
Yeah, remember we had the one politician coming in, looking in the window, and then.
Oh, what was that? Sam, remember him? He was running for state rep. By the way, we're going to talk about state rep because there's all kinds of swirling speculation around Representative Bill Mitchell and him not running again, and then who might be running. And you know who's on that list?
Who's that?
Dan Calkins.
Oh, really?
I'm just trying to picture this. What bridge has he not burned that he gets over to become state representative? We'll talk about that and so much more with the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne, in the studios, live here on a Thursday morning. Jeff Daly standing by with your WSOY News. Don't forget that Brett Michaels VIP meet and greet giveaway is available right now on the Now Decatur Facebook page. Check it out. Here's Jeff.
WSOY News time is 7:29. Reminder for you, weather permitting, Baltimore Road is closed between Bentonville and Lost Bridge Road today. It'll be closed to complete that storm sewer and utility relocation. That'll be closed. It got underway at 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. this afternoon. Decatur has a rich history that can be seen from its historic houses, one of which is the Oglesby Mansion at 421 West William Street. Every Wednesday and Saturday over the summer, the mansion is open to the public from 2 until 4. During the tour, a guide takes you through the two-floor house with over 9 rooms filled with antiques that have been in the house since the Oglesby moved into it in 1876. Tom McQuiston is a board member of the Governor Oglesby Mansion Incorporated. He says the tours are important because they teach citizens about Decatur's past. He says, I think Decatur has a lot of past history that needs to be brought out and people need to know about it. One of his favorite parts about the history of Oglesby is his travel record. The former governor was part of the Mexican and Civil Wars and traveled to Jerusalem. More news after Fox at 7:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The president on Twitter urging Republican senators not to let the American people down on health care. This the morning after a bill for a clean repeal failed. Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy in favor of the so-called skinny repeal, telling the Fox Business Network,
we can beef this thing up and actually get a repeal and replace bill that'll still work in the House, and it's going to give senators more time to get their hands around what we should actually do with health care.
On the agenda for senators, the Votorama.
A series of votes probably go on for 6, 8, maybe even 10 hours, just roll call vote after roll call vote after roll call vote on procedural issues, on amendments.
Fox's Chad Pergram. And California fair officials joining Ohio in closing its fireball ride after a deadly accident at the Ohio State Fair where an 18-year-old man died when the ride appeared to break apart. 7 others hurt. Fox News, we report. You decide.
WSOY News Time, 7:31. A proposal to fundamentally change how businesses write off their expenses is underway in Washington, D.C., and Illinois Congressman Peter Roskam has weighed in. He chairs the subcommittee responsible for reforming the nation's tax code. He's been taking input from organizations lobbying for the best way to promote growth via a restructured tax code. One debate centers around allowing a business to fully deduct a growth expense immediately. Small government group Freedom Partners says it's costly and only helps a targeted group, but Tax Foundation President Scott Hodge says immediate expensing is a massive booster for the economy. Meanwhile, Roskam has agreed with that statement. He expects to begin crafting tax reform bills beginning this fall, as President Trump has vowed to redo the tax code. In sports, it was the Cardinals over the Rockies 10-5. It was the Cubs over the White Sox 8-3. And we have Cardinal baseball for you tonight. It comes your way starting at 6:05 after a shortened special edition of Sport Talk. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
We don't sell annuities. We'll never sell annuities. Most annuities have nosebleed-level fees, don't do what the customer thinks they do, have tremendous tax problems, are hard to get out of once you're in them, and are extremely confusing.
Don't let the sound of guaranteed income lead you to financial headache. Call now for your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out why legendary money manager Ken Fisher hates annuities. Call 1-800-885-2288 and see what you might be getting into.
Anything you want to do with annuities, there's a better way to do. If you have more than $500,000 to invest, talk to us.
Get your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out the 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. Call now, 1-800-885-2288. That's 1-800-885-2288.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Showers, thunderstorms possible this morning, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs near 82. Tonight we still have that 30% chance of showers with mostly cloudy skies and lows around 68. Friday, partly sunny, highs near 82. And Saturday, sunshine, highs near 80 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 74 degrees.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. Mark is the executive sports editor of the Herald and Review. You'd think the Cleveland Cavaliers are the Decatur City Council, for crying out loud. A lot of drama going on there.
Oh, Brian, it's right up there. In fact, they changed general managers, so they could have picked a council member to run that thing. It is a soap opera going on there. Well, the NBA's had a really interesting offseason with all-star players switching teams in the draft and LeVar Ball and his kids there everywhere, and now this soap opera in Cleveland with Kyrie Irving supposedly asking for a trade. And that is a curious situation because the Cavaliers have been to the NBA Finals the last 3 years in a row. So, you know, sometimes you see good players, they just want to play for a winner. And that's not the case with Kyrie Irving. He's been to the NBA Finals 3 years in a row. And players are standing in line to be a part of LeBron's team. But, you know, not unlike Michael Jordan, LeBron is no picnic to play with. He's the straw that stirs the drink. So the best another player can hope for is to be number two, and you're going to be a little bit blurred in his shadow. He will yell at you in practice. You know, Michael used to do that. He'll blame you if things don't go well, but he'll also have you in the NBA Finals. And if you're good, you'll get paid handsomely. Kyrie Irving's due to make like $19 million this coming season, and then you'll be famous because you're on his team. But for a guy like Kyrie Irving, who averaged over 25 points a game in each of the last two postseasons, that might not be enough. Maybe you want a change of scene. And the other factor is LeBron is a free agent next summer, and Kyrie could want out before LeBron leaves. I don't know, maybe for the Lakers. He may want to join this big baller brand phenomenon thing. So some team with good young stars in the making will have to present a pretty big deal to get Kyrie Irving. And, of course, LeBron would have to approve it. And maybe it will never happen. Kyrie is under contract for a little bit here, so if Cleveland doesn't see something they like, they don't have to trade him necessarily. But it's just a curious situation because so many people seem to want to play with LeBron, and here's a guy who wants to not play with him. That's interesting.
No doubt about it. On the other side of the break, we'll get a little baseball and sport talk preview tonight with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. This look brought to you by Save More Pharmacy in Mount Zion.
How many trips do you make to pick up prescriptions? If more than once, it's time to simplify your life. Sign up for one-trip scripts at Save More Pharmacy. All you need to do is choose the monthly refill date, and the pharmacists at Save More Pharmacy will verify and coordinate your medications for one convenient pickup date. That's all there is to it. One-trip scripts, only available at Save More Pharmacy. Call 864-0910 or stop in at 1410 Village Parkway in Mount Zion.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, baseball.
Well, I think it's fascinating what's going on with the Cardinals. I've talked about it before. I'm going to talk about it again because finally, you know, we've been asking, who are these Cardinals? What are these Cardinals? And we're kind of getting an answer right now. And what they are is Memphis North. This is the Memphis Cardinals have migrated to St. Louis and have taken over the team. They beat the Rockies last night 10-5. They swept the Rockies, a quality team. They're up to third place in the division. Look at their roster. Paul DeJong, who's been unbelievable, we'll talk about him in a minute, but Luke Voit, Harrison Bader, Carson Kelly, Luke Weaver, who I think will pitch tonight, Magnaris Sierra was up earlier. I think Jack Flaherty is the pitcher's coming right around the corner. DeJong, the shortstop, has been the marvel. 14 home runs for this kid. And look at the team leading home runs. There's five Cardinals that share the lead with 14 home runs. Matt Carpenter has hit 14 in 95 games. Jed Jerko in 91 games. DeJong's done it in 49 games. This kid has been absolutely sensational. And so then you look at, because it's trade week, trade deadline week, you look at the Lance Lynn situation, and some of these situations are really fluid, and they have to be because circumstances arise day by day that maybe change the way you feel. And one of them is Adam Wainwright now with back issues. Do you really trade Lance Lynn and then find out that Adam Wainwright's back issues might be more serious? I'm not saying they are. They probably aren't, but backs are tricky. They're going to bring Luke Weaver up. I think he's going to pitch tonight. He's 9-1 at Memphis. I think they're hoping that he can be the 2013 version of Michael Wacha. And by the way, with that sweep, it affects the wild card race because the top two wild card teams are Arizona and Colorado. Now, the Cardinals are still seven back, and that's a long ways in a wild card thing. But Arizona is who they play next. They have an opportunity to make up more ground. Meanwhile, the Cubs beat the White Sox 8-3 last night. Jake Arrieta really sharp, only gave up two hits in 6 2/3 innings. I still don't think the Cubs are playing real well, even though they've won 10 of 12 since the All-Star break. You see a lot of guys swinging at bad pitches. When Javier Baez does it, you don't think much of it. That's who he is. But when Chris Bryant is doing it, you worry, and he has been doing a lot of it. And Kyle Schwarber's kind of wagging at pitches. I really don't think they've hit their stride. They're at Milwaukee tonight with Jose Quintana pitching for them. And then Sport Talk tonight, short show tonight, 5 to 6, because the Cardinals will be playing Arizona at 6:15. This is a huge recruiting weekend for Lovie Smith. He's hosting a big cookout with kids coming in from all over the country on Friday night. Very important weekend. We're going to talk about that tonight.
All right. We'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. After the break, I'm going to tell you why I'm considering going all in on State Representative Dan Calkins. I'm sorry. I ruined the comic effect there. That was my fault. My Paul's mic was off. I'm going to tell you that I could be convinced to be all in on State Representative Dan Calkins, and I'll tell you why after our Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hey, Decatur, do you have video games, movies, and electronics you'd like to sell? Want serious cash in your pocket?
Then listen up, Buttercup.
Mega Replay is in buying blitz mode. Mega Replay wants to pay you cash. Get cash for used video games and systems from Super Nintendo to Wii, Xbox 360, PlayStation 1, 2, and 3, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. But wait, there's more. DVDs, Blu-rays, and more.
May I have your attention?
Mega Replay is now buying iPods, iPads, iPhones, e-readers, digital cameras, flat screens, Blu-ray players, and more. Mega Replay pays cash. Bring in your stuff, and Mega Replay will pay you cash on the spot.
Give me that money.
Check out Mega Replay in Decatur
at 4210 North Prospect near Walmart. Call them at 875-7170. That's 875-7170.
Learn more at MegaReplay.com.
Mega Replay.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a recent Irby's robot franchise, Bob. The robot serves 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt, and the franchisor secured the best locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, easiest employees you'll ever have. Where are you going?
To learn more about a recent Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 9393. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 9393.
Staley Credit Union is at it again with the latest and greatest in sweet technology. It's called Card Valet, and it's an app for your phone that's going to change the way you use your credit and debit cards. You can turn your card on or off, set spending limits based on locations or shops, get real-time alerts when your car is used or declined, basically have complete control of your card right from your phone. Go to staleycu.com now to learn more. This institution is not federally insured by member choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
A Jefferson airplane right there. Revolution. I'm going to make the case for Dan Calkins, state representative, right now. Grab your interest. All right, let me break this down for you, and you tell me if I'm just off my rocker. All right, listen to my reasoning here. There's 4 or 5 names swirling around this. Everybody thinks that this tax vote indicates that Bill Mitchell's not running for a next term. Would you agree that there's at least speculation about that?
I don't know. I've thought that other times.
I have, too. I don't know for sure, but I'm hearing from a lot of people. I've not heard from State Representative Bill Mitchell. This isn't coming from him. But I have heard there's a lot of people gathering. Either he's not going to run again, or they think he's vulnerable because of the tax vote, which certainly would be the case if you go back to, you know, past years and politicians. And one of the names swirling around this is Dan Calkins to run for Bill's seat. Now, go with me here for just a second. A, I would ask you to look at the 20 years or whatever it is that Bill Mitchell has been there and say, have we really been represented? I mean, does it really matter who represents you in Springfield? So sure, they haven't, like, what, this SB1 debate and no budget and then raise taxes. She's having a free job expo today. I hope she's applying because she might need to. So we really had real representation for a number of years. So, I mean, we're not losing anything. But here's my logic behind this. The state just gave us a massive tax increase. They can't pay their bills. They're in a state of constant panic and attack. Chicago just keeps taking and sucking all of the oxygen and the money and everything, and they keep wasting, and they're all crooks. And they're. Can you think of a better way to exact revenge than to give them Dan Calkins?
I don't know. Mike Madigan, probably.
He could have a nervous breakdown, Paul.
He could.
Dan could drive anybody to quit. I think it would be just our ultimate revenge from the great people of Macon County to just give Dan Calkins to the city of Springfield.
Dan's our man.
And by the way, he'll be there, not here. Have I made the case for Dan? Just think, it's like a Trojan horse. We're sending them.
Are you okay?
No, we're saying, here's our representative, Dan Calkins. Now you get a deal with him for the next. I mean, think about that. I just think about, as inept and as crazy as that place is, we could send something over there that would drive all of them crazy.
Yeah, I see your point. Yeah.
Wouldn't get anything out of it, but we're not getting anything out of it anyway, right? I mean, that's my point. What do we lose?
Yeah.
And we have the silent sort of victory of knowing they now are dealing with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Dan could stir things up. I will say that.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking about it. Dan, give me a call.
Yeah.
Get involved in your campaign.
Would you support his campaign financially?
I don't know about financial. No, I wouldn't give him any money. Last person I gave any money to was you. I wouldn't do that. But I think I could get myself geared up. Now, it wouldn't be because I think he would be a great state representative. It would solely be for the pleasure of knowing that he's just driving everybody crazy over there. I mean, it would just solely be for just revenge purposes only.
No, maybe that's his arena. Maybe he would excel over there.
He could, then maybe right to the United States Senate. I mean, you know, because he who knows, right? What are you hearing about?
Taking medication.
Nah, I'm okay. I just.
That's a good point.
I guess I just given up on us actually being represented.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like we are. Well, in any true sense of the word, not the way Penny Severance did, or Julie Curry, or Dwayne Nolan, or Frank Watson, or many, many, many people before that. I don't feel like that today. Do you?
No, I think a lot of people feel that way, and I think not only here but across the country. And I think that they were willing to do that, but when things change, when the Republicans have a chance to do something,
they don't do anything.
No.
So my point being, we're not represented anyway, so we're not going to lose anything. At the very least, Dan will drive all of them crazy. So that, to me, is somewhat of a victory.
So you're inviting Dan to come in and talk
about it? I am. Dan, I'm all in. Come on in. Let's get you over there to Springfield.
Come on down.
Come on down. Let's get you over there to Springfield. Let's get you started like today.
Oh, you might start a groundswell.
I'm telling you, he'll just be a thorn in everyone's side, which is what he is a ninja at. And so if you can be a thorn in everybody's side in the state capitol, in government, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Dan's the man.
Dan is the man. Right. Dan's the thorn. We're going to. And then, by the way, I want to give all these people Game of Thrones tribes. Can we come up with names for, like, the Bird Whisperer and Pat and Faber? Let's give them kingdoms.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
Do they get hands?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I've decided to embrace the humor in all this, Paul, because I don't see any leadership coming down the path. Okay? So we're just going to have as much fun as we can humanly have.
Yeah.
Game of thorns in my side.
Game of thorns. There you go. I like it.
Game of thorns in my side.
All right. How about last week, the Buffett Foundation announcement? It was my great pleasure, by the way, to act on behalf of Howard and the foundation to make the announcement at the Children's Museum, $3 million gift to the first expansion in 25 years, 30 years, whenever that was first built. And it's going to be a 7,000-square-foot addition, Heroes Hall, which is going to embrace law enforcement, particularly for young kids, kind of the officer safety of the future, if you will. How cool was that?
Oh, real cool.
Do you like the image?
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Image, so you can't help but get excited when you see that. It's like, wow.
When we unveiled it, there was a collective sound.
Yeah. It's just, you can see, it's breathtaking on pages, I think page 15, and
you got the front page color picture, and then on 15 you got some of the renderings that are in there. Yeah, that's in the story. That's
really
cool. Yeah,
but it just you look at that and think, wow, that is really something special. And and I guess it sends such a good message, to our young people, to the community itself, and And to me, when Howard invests in this community in that way, and I call it investment, he invests because he sees something in this community that's very special.
Yep.
And we do too.
And I tell you, and I can tell you right now, he's moving the needle and a lot of things you don't even know about, because a lot of this stuff doesn't get made public. And there were several things I could point to this week, but I can't. But it's not only frontline issues, helping, where the philanthropy needs to be helped, and mm-hmm. the charitable, but it's also quality of life. And what people, I think, sometimes don't understand is you got to have both. You can't do one or the other. You got to help people in need, but you also have to grow this community and provide a quality of life so people can want to live here, want to, raise their kids here, want to have their families here. It's all equally important. And he's doing both, which is miraculous.
Yeah, and I think it just gives people a sense, I know it does me, a sense of pride to know that people look at this community, and you hear about all the complaints and that, mm-hmm. but they see something in this community that's very special. And I think those of us who believe in the people of this community and this community itself, we've always known that. But have someone certainly who has the gift of money,
yes.
but also the gift of attitude and compassion.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
To see the same thing.
So next year, and I mean literally when I say next year, I mean like less than 6 months from now, May, this will open in May, given weather and all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, construction's tricky that way. June, the amphitheater will open. And July, the train will be completed around the lake over to the Children's Museum and back, connecting those two things. And that is all private dollars.
Yeah. And I think that's...
Except for, wait a minute. The $200,000 that the city and the park district has to kick in, which Pat McDaniel voted against, all of the rest of that is privately funded. You
yeah.
couldn't do it.
No, you couldn't. And I think that's a secret, really, of a lot of communities that are starting to thrive again, is you have a lot of private investment.
Yeah, we do. And this is one investor. And we got a lot of stuff coming down the pike with the Farm Progress Show, stuff that hasn't been announced. I mean, just really, really cool things that are going on and things that are being supported and things that are happening and ideas that are percolating. And just I just wish I could, what I've found throughout all this process, it's a great pleasure to be involved in all of this. But what you find yourself is sometimes I feel like I'm an elf at the North Pole at Santa's workshop. And sometimes I feel like I'm Tom Hagen to the Mafia Don, the Godfather, having explained to Mo in Las Vegas how things work, because these boards and these bureaucracies and these, they get in the way of things accomplished. I mean, it's crazy, right? I mean, you've seen this over and over.
Yeah, it really is. And I think that's what discourages a lot of people and depresses people. It's just like, it's just too much trouble to get this. And when you cut away a lot of that fat and look at what's really there.
Yeah.
And a lot of that happens by private donations.
And listen, I certainly feel blessed to be small, tiny fraction of a part of this. I certainly feel blessed to be able to help my community. And I don't expect, Pat or Faber or anybody else to do any of the work. Just get out of the way.
Yeah, and it's the old saying, if you don't want to move forward, then get out of the way. Don't block the road. I think that's kind of the old philosophy that, fine. If you don't like this, don't want to do it, fine. But don't stand in the road.
Hold your no vote and do your thing and get your publicity. So
you're
to
be thanked for
a lot more.
I see that, and I know that.
The thanks all go to Howard and his incredible generosity and what he sees as worth investing in, as you said, this community. And very, very happy. And there's really some, I can't tell you anymore just because I can't, but there's really cool stuff down the road which will become public that you're going to find out about. It's going to be great. So it's just nothing but positive. And Dan Calkins, I am serious, by the way. I'm not going to be your campaign manager. But I think the only way for us to exact revenge on what they have done to us, and I'm all Game of Thrones on this, is to release your special kind of plague in Springfield. So I'm all in. Give me a holler. You got my number. We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms possible this morning. Cloudy skies with highs near 82 degrees. For tonight, a 30% chance of showers with lows around 68 degrees. For your Friday, partly sunny, highs around 82. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 80 degrees. Right now it's 74 in downtown Decatur.
Welcome to a place where healthcare goes beyond four walls. Where friendships begin, where our family comes together to care for yours. At HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, you'll find outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties. We're bringing it all together right here in Decatur, where something even better starts right now. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and HSHS Medical Group, working together as part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
It's getting hot in here. Decatur Celebration in downtown Decatur this August 4th, 5th, and 6th. Headlining Nelly.
It's getting hot in here.
Brett Michaels. Travis Tritt. Here Come the Mummies, the Jersey Tenors, and lots more. Country Financial, Band Together wristbands required for admission. Only $5 in advance, $8 at the gate. DecaturCelebration.com. Brought to you by Advanced Disposal and Skeff Distributing.
I wanted a French door refrigerator with self-closing doors. I wanted a convection range with 5 burners and a griddle. I wanted a super quiet dishwasher that cleans with 4 times the water. I wanted a huge over-the-range microwave with LED lighting. I wanted them all in that new smudge-proof black stainless color. I wanted 24 months, no interest financing. I also wanted a 10-year protection plan on everything. And I got it all at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. But here's the best part. I also got an $830 instant rebate. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during the month of July. You will not find a better deal than this on a beautiful new black stainless kitchen suite. Plus, you will save over $830 with our in-store rebate. Only in July and only at Dick Van Dyke. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You look pretty in your fancy dress.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, City Hall insider Paul Osborne with us, the former mayor of Decatur and publisher of the Decatur Tribune. One less subscriber this week, but that happens.
Yeah. We had quite a few more come in, so I guess
it offsets
out.
Itself, right? That's exactly right. Don't get too worked up about it. All right, we've got a lot to get to over the next coming weeks. I will not be here next Thursday. Just to let you know, I'm taking Monday through Thursday off, charging up, getting ready for the Decatur Celebration. Be back in Friday morning and ready to go. I love the Decatur Celebration, I know that ideally no one would want to make it mandatory to charge or put a fence up. But, you know, when something runs 31, 32, 33 years, you have a shelf life on these things.
That's way beyond the shelf life.
And, yes, most events don't last that long. So I'm going to support them no matter what they do. And I'm going to try it because I know how hard they work. I also know how hard it is to raise the money and to get the volunteers. And most of the critics don't, because a lot of the critics don't do anything except critique. What's amazing to me is we're helping market this to other towns. And everything people are complaining about here is our marketing tool everywhere else. It's only
$8. Yeah.
I mean, now think about that. What does that say about you internally when you can go to Springfield, Bloomington, Danville, Champaign, Peoria and go, folks, this is only $8. But yet the people in the kitchen go, oh, my God, $8. You know, there's something wrong with that scenario, right?
Yeah. I think it's probably the mindset here of getting
people. I'm not everybody, just the vocal minority. Yeah. I think the vast majority, I am predicting, weather aside, because there's nothing you can do about that, Sunday night from that stage, when Nelly takes the stage, it's going to look like every Sunday night for the last 4 years.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah.
And so I appreciate your support of the event. Right. Our Eric Lee serves on their board. I don't have any official attachment to their board or anything else. I love the event. I love coming down here and seeing all the great people of this community. I love, and this was a couple of years ago when Kool and the Gang was playing, and I looked out at that audience, and this was the same week, by the way, that Ferguson was burning, and I saw black and white and young and old dancing and singing together. I thought that's the best reflection I've ever seen of my community. It made me proud.
Yeah. Well, I know as mayor, standing on that stage and starting it, you know, was one of the fun things to do as mayor and being in the parade and everything.
Yeah, the official kickoff and to be a part of that. I mean, so, you know, put your cynicism aside for 3 days. Come down and have a corn dog or whatever else. You can get anything you want on a stick. I promise you that. You like the rice and the
chicken on a stick and rice.
Yeah, Paul's got a really special place in his heart for that. I see him all the time walking back to the office. He's got that plate of food. He's ready to go. So come down here, and we're going to give away next hour. We're going to give away some VIP experiences. But I wanted to do this. If you win this VIP experience, come down here and drop some money, okay? Buy some stuff. Shop at the Arts.